Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
It was a gift for God to say, when they throw you over and you have nowhere to go, and when they throw you out and everybody's done with you, I've prepared a great fish to take care of you. We're going to work on the internal issues that you have down low. And then after 3 days and three nights, a transformation is going to happen, and I'm going to spit you out, and I bet you obey God this time. Come on, give God praise today. I'm excited about this weekend. Last weekend, if you missed it, you got to go back online and check it out, because it was a word from God to you. You know, this week is really interesting because I just wanted to show you my suit. You know, not many people have ever seen me in a suit. I want Florida and everybody to get a load of this. Get close up in here. Look at that. It says Nicole's husband. Check that out. Actually, a guy got saved years ago in my neighborhood, and he had this suit made for me. So I'm wearing my suit today. Come on, give it up for Jesus at all campuses. Come on now. Weldon, Earth City, Ferguson, Sunset, everybody, Royal Palm. Today we're going to deal with part two of Jonah. Everybody shout, part two of Jonah. That's right. We learned last week that Jonah had some interesting things happen in his life to where he found himself in the belly of a whale. We know, too, that there's a lot of stories that people have discovered about since then that are for real. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, it came out on national news that a diver was diving, and all of a sudden he felt like he got hit by a truck. It was a whale, and he found himself inside a whale. Raise your hand if that's never happened to you, right? It's never happened to you, but people are always pointed and said, you know, I can't believe that Jonah was swallowed by a whale, but I loved it because God gave us this prop, and lo and behold, man, I don't know why God loves me so much, but we got national news about that. Today, part two, let's go there. The last part that we left off was verse 10. It says, so the Lord spoke to the fish, and vomited Jonah up on dry land. The Lord spoke to the fish. Number one, remember this, that God controls everything. Remember this in Genesis, he controls the birds of the air, the fish of the sea. God is in charge of you and me. So he controls everything. And he put a desire on the inside of that miracle fish, that giant fish. I think it's a whale, a giant fish. The Bible doesn't say, but a giant fish. And all of a sudden, the fish had the desire to spit vomit Jonah up on dry land. I'm here to prophesy to you this weekend, the 4th of July weekend, that the problem that had you, God's going to cause that problem to spit you out on shore. I'm saying that divorce is about to be done and you're on with your future. I'm saying the lawsuit is about to be settled. I'm saying the cancer is about to be in remission. I'm saying the child is getting ready to turn around. Somebody shout amen to that. God can cause the thing, the monster, the machine that's holding you back to actually free you and set you up for the next miracle. Now let's go to chapter 3. This is really cool. Chapter 3, here's the part we didn't get to last week. It says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach a message, the message that I tell you. Check this out, verse 3, it says, so Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. I bet he did. How many of y'all think he learned his lesson the first time right? You know, he's like, hey, I got it, God. This time, I'm going to obey you. But I love the very beginning of that verse. Let's look at it one more time. It says, now the Lord came to Jonah and spoke to him a second time. Let's just break there for a minute and say that we serve a God that is a God of a second chance. Actually, he's a God of a third and a fourth and a fifth chance. He'll just keep on. It says his mercies are new every morning. But let's focus on the second chance. I believe that God gives all of us the opportunity through a miracle, much like this whale, maybe a miracle of seeing this on television, a miracle of Faith Church being in your neighborhood. This was a miracle to get you from where you were to where God wanted you to go. And if we're honest right now, and I think we should be honest, raise your hand if you're ready to get honest, okay? Here's the thing though, we've got to be honest, and I mean, I'm gonna add this to it, really honest. Many times we begin to lie to ourselves, saying, there's no more chances for me, or I've messed up too many times, or it's because of the way the world is right now. It's because of the current political status. It's because of, no. We need to say God is a God of a second chance, and we're going to be honest with ourselves and say, the biggest person who's given me the most problems in my life is me. Raise your hand at all campuses if you would agree that your biggest problem really is you. Come on, don't lie. Come on, put it up. You are your biggest problem. So we can lie to ourselves, we can lie to our spouse, we can lie to our friends, but really you can't lie to God, and we really gotta stop lying to ourselves. In fact, Jonah had been lying to himself so long, that's how he found himself in this bad situation in the belly of the whale. Number one, if we revisit that again, we know that he was 3 days in the belly of the whale, just like Jesus was 3 days in the belly of hell, and he came back our kinsman redeemer. But I'm here to tell you that if I heard the theme song from Jaws, I hear, da-da, da-da, I'm going, oh God, I wanna obey you. But sometimes, to be honest, some people it takes more than that. It takes more inner healing to get them free. Now let's keep reading. It says, so Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city. And it says, now that he's there, in verse 4, Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk, and then he cried out and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. It's a prophetic word God is giving to the town. Check this out, though. Verse 5 says, so the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, and all of a sudden now the king of Nineveh even comes to the throne and covers himself with sackcloths and ashes. We're actually seeing God's plan work. The thing that God told Jonah to do, once he actually did that thing and he obeyed God, now we see the benefit that the city is changing. But you know, there's something on the inside of Jonah that he's still angry. I want to talk about anger for a minute. There's a hostility. God began to speak to me recently, and I've had a problem with this. Number one, raise your hand at all campuses today if you would say, Pastor David, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and I violently disagree with a lot of things going on. Come on, raise your hand if you're like, man, it just tortures my soul sometimes. And when God gave me this sermon, he spoke to me while I was preaching it, and he said, you know who this sermon is really for? I said, who? He said, it's really for you. Because Jonah would not obey God because he didn't think that everybody deserved the mercy of God because he had some inner anger. And God said, I needed to take Jonah into the depths of the sea, take him really down low so I could deal with the inner turmoil that was destroying him. Because he liked God to be merciful to him, but he didn't want God to be merciful to Nineveh. He said, I want to go obey you, but I know I'm going to prophesy against the city. They're going to ask for forgiveness, and you're going to forgive them, and I'm going to look bad. In other words, my pride's going to be hurt. My ego's going to be hurt. I'm going to be called a false prophet. And here, back to me again, I'm pointing it to me. God began to speak to me, and he said, so many things are going on in the world right now that are torturing your soul. And some people in the world, you don't think that my love could actually reach them. And sometimes even people are praying, and when they begin to pray, hey, let's take a moment of prayer. And I'm like, how in the world can you people pray? And I'm judging them. The Bible said, judge not lest you be judged. So in a way, I'm pointing all the fingers back to me as your pastor. I'm looking at the life of Jonah going, there's some inner conflict in me, and I believe there's some inner conflict in you. And so no matter where you stand on a party line, no matter where you stand on the way you and I think, what is our bias, what is our bent? Of course, ultimately, the Bible's right, and we agree with the Bible, but I'm agreeing with a lot of the Bible and not agreeing with the main thing of the Bible, which the Bible said that love is patient. Come on, somebody. Love is kind. Love is tenderhearted. Love doesn't judge other people, and I'm being judgmental. I'm being mean. You know why? I'm angry. Anybody else angry? Think about that. Part of the reason why Jonah is having so much inner turmoil, he's not celebrating the fact that the king has put on sackcloth and ashes. He's actually kind of aggravated about it. You and I have to realize right now, here we are living in 2021. We got to realize that the Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so even though you might be in inner turmoil, You might be in a bad marriage. You might be in a bad financial situation. You might feel like you're living in a bad economic situation, or how's this going to end? No matter how it ends, it needs to end in joy with you. You can't look back and complain and remain. We got to say, I want to be honest, not just honest, really honest. God's bigger than me. God's got a plan, and I'm going to enjoy my life right now, and I'm going to forgive everybody, including myself. Come on, give God praise today. Don't pat the cake. Make some noise at all campuses. God is worthy of us giving him obedience. Now, verse 10, check it out, verse 10. I like it because 5 years of grace and favor. Everybody shout, 5 years of grace and favor. Come on, one more time. What? 5 years of grace and favor. So 5 and 5 is 10. So let's check out verse 10. It says, then God saw their works, Nineveh. He saw them. He saw that they turned from their evil way. Sure enough, God relented from the disaster that he said he would bring upon the people. Chapter 4 says, but it displeased Jonah. He became angry. There's that anger again. He became angry and he prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, I knew that's what you were gonna do. There's a whole lot of anger in him. I wanna lean into you for a minute. All of our campuses today, and talk about there is some inner healing that has to happen down in the deep recesses of your soul. And if we study, and we are studying the life of Jonah, Jonah is angry. And he really has nothing to be angry about. God just saved him from death. They threw him overboard and there wasn't a great fish to save him and take care of him for 3 days. He'd be a dead man. Why is he angry? You can live in the best house. You can have the best car. You can have the best wife, the best husband, the best kids, but you're still angry. There's a hole in your soul until you and I decide to get some inner healings and say, you know what? I have some insecurities. I've got some doubts. I've got some fears, but actually now I'm going to focus on God's faithfulness. I'm going to focus on his goodness. I'm going to focus on his power. Come on, somebody. I'm going to focus on his love, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I'm not going to spend the next 3 years or 5 years in the belly of torment any longer. Bitterness any longer. I'm gonna come out of this thing healed, whole, delivered, happy, and blessed. Come on, give God some praise today. Listen, this is a game changer for all of us. God is good. Everybody shout, God is good. Shout it again. What? God is good. Now, you know, when you study out that vomit for a second, when I start thinking about the vomit, I want to talk about the value of the vomit. Everybody shout that with me. The value of the vomit. Come on, shout it again. Come on, Florida. The value of the vomit. The value of the vomit. Do you know, after I studied the value of the vomit, that this stuff called, that when a whale vomits is called ambergris. Very valuable. Worth a lot of money. In fact, there's an article, they'll put it up for you here. This penniless fisherman finds the world's largest blob of whale vomit worth over 2.4 million euros, which is $2.8 million. Some of y'all didn't know vomit was worth that kind of money. $2.8 million worth of vomit. Come to find out, check this out. Come to find out, the most expensive perfumes and colognes actually contain on the inside Chanel number 5. Come on, ladies, somebody make some noise about this. Very valuable. Do you know that Chanel number 5, see what this smells like right now. Chanel number 5 actually has within it whale vomit. You're welcome. Whale vomit. This right here, Chanel, who wants this? Come on, raise your hand at all campuses. What, ladies, this is real. This isn't fake. This is real bougie. I've never actually smelled it. Oh, yeah, it smells good. Very valuable, very expensive. 5, 5, 5, 5. Everybody shout 5. 5 years of grace and favor. That's why we got Chanel 5. Isn't that interesting? That inside here is whale vomit. It's so pricey. It's more pricey than gold. Come to find out on the Creed. Look, you had to go to Nordstrom's. You can't get this at Walgreens. You can get Brute, but you can't get Creed. Creed has within it, I'm going to spray this actually on me because that's a man stuff. Creed has ambergris, or whale vomit inside it. Now, here's the interesting thing. When God calls Jonah to do what he was supposed to do, God speaks to him and says, go to Nineveh, getting hot in this jacket. And he says, prophesy against the people. When he showed up, he thought, I want to show up in a three-piece suit. I want to show up with cufflinks on. But now, he doesn't show up in a suit. Why? He's just spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. He spends 3 days and three nights there, and when he goes up to Nineveh, he wanted to dress good. He wanted to look good. Don't worry, I got clothes under here. He wanted to feel good. He thought, I thought it would look different than this when 2021 came. I thought I would be married by now. I thought I would be happy by now. I thought I would be independently wealthy by now. See, we judge all this stuff by the outward appearance. Check this out. Just so you know, it's me. Everybody getting real nervous right now. You ain't never seen this happen on a stage. It really is me. I got on jeans. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. Thank God. This is the way he shows up. Jonah thought, man, if I could have showed up at Nineveh looking good, being married, being happy, having it all together, then maybe I would have had something different. Now, I want to bring out, I think Dilla's has some whale vomit over here for me. This is kind of what it simulated. He shows up with whale vomit on him. Look at this. This stuff stinks too, by the way. It's nasty. It's smelly. It's stinky. Just, oh my gosh, it's cold. It's just nasty. Look at that mess. So he shows up. I'll give you a minute on this. He shows up to Nineveh thinking, nobody's going to listen to me. Look at me. The thing he thought was going to detract people or distract people actually attracted, because that smell that's in Chanel 5, that Chanel that's in, that smell that's in all these great colognes, that smell attracted people to him. If he would have came in a suit and had it all together, nobody would have listened. Somebody ought to go. He, with me on this, he looked like he had been through hell, because he had. He looked like his past. He looked like a person that's been through divorce. He looked like a person that had been drug addicted, a person addicted to porn, a former alcoholic. He had all this abuse on him, but when he came out, nobody would have paid any attention to him. But now his test was a testimony. His reverse was a promotion. What he thought was a tombstone was a stepping stone. I just stepped in a mess of this right now. I'm here to preach to you today that the thing you went through is valuable. It's more valuable than gold. So stop crying about what happened to you and start thanking God for what happened on the inside of you. Come on, give God praise today. Make some noise. This stuff is getting everywhere. Look at this. This is the way we look, church. It's running down my legs. It's running down my pants. This is nasty. I don't feel as classy as I did a moment ago in my three-piece suit. I don't feel as put together as I did. But I'm here to tell you right now what God was doing. He was doing something for Nineveh. But more than anything, he was doing something on the inside of Jonah. He's like, Jonah, look, you've been in the belly of the whale, but it was my gift. You went through hell, but it was my gift. What didn't kill you, son, made you stronger. And the thing you think that people aren't going to be attracted to, they're going to smell my glory on you. They're going to smell my favor on you. And favor and grace is going to be on your life in 21, in 22, in 23, 24, in 25. Come on, give God some crazy praise in this church today. I'm here to tell you that God is doing something on the inside of you this very weekend. This weekend of freedom on the 4th of July, I'm here to tell you that there's fireworks going off in the world, but there's fireworks going off in your heart today. And the devil tried to kill you. The devil tried to set you back, but God set you up, and you might look like a mess, but there is a message on the inside of every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Come on and make some noise in this church today. Come on, you can do better than that. God is working on the inside of you right now, and his blood has been applied on the inside of you. Hey, man, I'm getting excited in here. I can feel the Holy Ghost. What about you? Now, if we keep looking, because it's important, we've only got a few more minutes to go. Verse 3, it says, "Now therefore, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." This is where he's at. The Joker got delivered from the whale. He's got what could be millions of dollars worth of gold on him. He thinks it's just vomit. And he says, "God, I'm down in the dumps. I'd just be better if I died." You got to be careful what you think when you have not dealt with the emotional issues on the inside. He says, verse 4, it says, "Then the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry?" Think about what I brought you from. That's the question I have for you. Is it right for us to be angry when God bless us and we live in the United States of America? Is it right for us to be angry when we're sitting here in air-conditioned churches in Palm Beach and St. Louis? Is it right for us to be angry when you have a greatest pastor in the world? Come on, go with me on this right now. I don't think so. Verse 5 says, "So Jonah went out of the city and he sat on the east side of the city, and there he made himself a shelter and he sat in the shade." That's what we really want to do, right? Let's make us a shelter. We're supposed to, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." God's supposed to make the shelter. He makes a man-made shelter. Now he's feeling sorry for himself. He's seeing that the people repented. God got what he wanted, but Jonah didn't get what he wanted. And now he makes himself shade. And this is what people want to do. They want ease, they want shade, and they want to be comfortable. They want ease, they want shade, and they want to be comfortable. I want you to be uncomfortable this weekend. I want you to be uncomfortable. The Holy Spirit, I said it last week, is a comforter, but he is not sent to keep you comfortable. He's going to make you uncomfortable and go, let's dive deep into those emotional issues. Let's dive deep into that pain. Let's dive deep into why you still have not forgiven the people that hurt you, and they're not even alive anymore. We're going deep. He made himself a shelter and sat under the shade, that he might see what happened to the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant. Many translations said he loved the plant. I'm not sure what kind of plant it was. All I'm saying is he had a plant that was making him really happy. And then God caused the plant to grow and to come up over Jonah, that it might bring him shade for his head and deliver him from his misery. Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But then the morning dawned of the next day, and God prepared a worm. Everybody shout worm. Come on, shout it. Shout it again. Why? Worm. God prepared a worm, and it damaged the plant. And it happened when the sun came up on the east, the sun beat down on Jonah. And check it out. Verse 9, all the campuses, look on the screen. It says, verse 9 says, "And God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be," there's that angry word again, "is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" What is happening right now? Jonah is doing the same thing that he did before, where he's disobedient to God. I'm pointing all these fingers back to me because I'm just like Jonah. I think you're just like Jonah. And he's like, I'm never getting next to the water again, but you know what? I will sit here in ease and comfort and disobey God. It was just a different form of disobedience. Last time he ran, this time he sat. Last time he ran, this time he's sitting in rebellion. I'm never going to love again. I'm never going to trust again. You know what? The best way to not get hurt is to never give myself away again. These are all signs of angry people who have not dealt with the emotional baggage down deep in the recesses of their soul. And Jonah still has not learned. Now he gets the plant, and he loves the plant so much that God causes a worm or a devourer to come devour the plant. Why would God do that? Why would God do that? Why would God allow that to happen? I believe because people start worshiping the plant more than worshiping God. Worshiping the job more than worshiping God. I'm going somewhere right now. Worshiping the kid that God gave them rather than the God that gave them the kid. And God said, I will have no other gods before. I watch this happen. I'm thinking about a guy right now who just got a great job. I don't see him at church anymore. Travels all the time. Guess what's not gonna work? That's not gonna work. It's going to implode because the devourer will come eat that plant or that form of source, because the source, God, is the one that gave it. Does that make sense? Everybody shout amen at all campuses. Shout it loud. Amen. I'm teaching it right now. And we know it in Malachi 3:11, we'll put it on the screen. Malachi 3:11, it says that God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So this worm is a devourer. In Mark 9:44 through 48, quite amazing. You ought to read it on your own time. It says, there is a place where the worm came and ate this. The worm dieth not. Hell, which is a form of what he was in the belly of the whale, he doesn't learn his lesson. Now he sees God's blessing through repentance, Nineveh. But God wasn't just trying to change Nineveh. He was trying to change Jonah. I want to say it again. I feel it by the Holy Spirit. God wasn't just trying to change Nineveh. He was trying to change Jonah. My sermon right now is not about Jonah. It's about you. Why are you worshiping the plant? Why are you worshiping the job? Why are you worshiping this political figure, that political agenda? Listen, there's only one God that can save you. There's only one God who died for you. There's only one God. Come on, somebody, that's coming back for you. And his name is Jesus. If this church, we're going to preach Jesus. We're going to serve Jesus. We're going to love Jesus. We're going to share Jesus. We're going to tell other people about Jesus, because we do care about our Nineveh, Palm Beach County. We do care about our Nineveh. St. Louis County. God has put an anointing on our life. He's put a call on our life, and there's an aroma about us. We're not going to hide from our past. We're going to share our testimony. We're going to put our pain on display so other people can see if God did it for them, God's going to do it for me. Come on, somebody give God praise today at all campuses. Come on, you can do better than that. Make some noise today. I'm here to tell you, you can't worship the stuff. You gotta worship God. That thing came to devour him, but God came to set him free. Everybody shout, I'm free. Shout it again, I am free. Shout it one more time, I'm free. I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm anointed, I'm qualified, I'm happy, I'm sound, I'm forgiving, in Jesus' name. Now listen, as we start wrapping this up, Jonah built for himself a pavilion. We see that. Now he's sitting at ease in the shade, saying, I got my life. I'm happy. I'm glad. But he never dealt with the inner anger, so he never was truly happy. In fact, here's the sad part about this. Jonah wrote his own story, but Jonah doesn't finish the story. We're only guessing what happened next. I don't know what happened to Jonah. This was the last sermon God ever preached to Jonah. This one right here, he said, do you have a right to be angry? I delivered you from that. Jonah, do you have a right to be angry? I gave you the plant. Jonah, do you have a right to be angry? I allowed the worm to devour it so you would come back to me. And we don't know the rest of the story. And I can only suppose that God led Jonah to say, stop the story there. Because it doesn't matter how Jonah's story ends. It matters how your story ends. You and I have a decision today. This incredible Freedom Weekend, Palm Beach County and St. Louis, to say, I've been through the mess. I went through the hell. I was in the belly of the whale. But now God has allowed me to see that this vomit that God has allowed in my life is not here to take me down. It's here to take me up. And so I'm not going to curse it. What I have is valuable. This penniless guy that you saw in there, by the way, just Google it. There's loads of stories of people finding whale vomit and selling it to people that make very expensive perfumes out of it. In fact, the Bible said that you're like a sweet-smelling savor. There's something about even in Old Testament stories. It was all about garments and smells, scent. It said that our worship would go up like an aroma. And I'm just here to prophesy to you today. I know there's a lot of girls that would like to have this today. You're like, man, I'd like to smell that. There it is. I wish I had that. I'm giving you something today that is more valuable than Chanel number 5. I'm giving you a promise that God spoke to me prophetically that over the next 5 years, I'm telling you why, God's grace and God's favor is gonna be upon you. So every time you look at your hand and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you say these hands are gonna sign all the right contacts. These hands are gonna dial all the right numbers. These hands are gonna sign all the right deals. These hands are gonna lay hands on the sick and they will recover. It's your season today. As I close right now, it's your season.
where God gave you that message last week, and he's giving you this message this week to say, do you have a right to be angry? I'm going to ask every person at every campus and everybody watching around the world to pray a prayer with me to forgive all the people and to release the people, because you've been in the belly of the whale long enough. In fact, now you're actually out of the whale, and you're sitting there with your plant that might be temporarily making you happy. But I'm telling you what, there's a worm coming to devour that peace, because God is the only one that can give you true inner healing and true inner peace. A psychiatrist can bring you some aid, a counselor can bring you some help, but the Holy Spirit can actually make you whole. Every head bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around. Right now at every campus, if you say, Pastor David, I want you to pray for me. Nobody's looking right now, but you have unforgiveness in your heart and you want to release people right now. And it might even be forgiving yourself for that thing you did. I want you to raise that hand. Come on, raise that hand. Let God see that hand. I can't see it, but God can see it. Come on, all over. Raise it, raise it, raise it, raise it, raise it. That's it. You can put it down. Now pray this. Everybody's going to pray this prayer loud and bold. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you right now to forgive me for all of my disobedience. I repent of that disobedience, and I'm ready to release anger, come on, say it, rage, pride, hurt, and as an act of my own will, I release them and I let them go right now in Jesus' name. Everybody shout hallelujah to that. Come on, give God praise for all those people right now who just prayed that prayer of forgiveness. Now listen, as we get ready to call the campus pastors up and the campus hosts today. First of all, on Facebook and all forms of media, I want you to share this like crazy. If we still have more services, maybe it's not the last one, and you're watching this, and you get people, invite people, bring them multiple times. People need to see this. People need to hear this. But I want to encourage you, there's a next step for you, and here's how it goes. Don't get comfortable. Don't sit under that tree and say, I'm good. I don't need to go to church. No, no, no. If you want that smell, if you want God to use that mess for a message, then get up every weekend and say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You might go on vacation, but you can't go on vacation from God. You watch online, and as soon as you get back, you get right back into the house of God, and you make God a priority in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Come on, amen. Give it up for the campus pastors as they come to the stage right now.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? Information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.